Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Brent Rooker leads off the top of the ninth inning. It's a 14-1 Brewers lead. Tyler Alexander back out there on the mound for his third inning of work. As Alexander brings home the first pitch to Rooker, and it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. This would be a save opportunity for Alexander, working nine outs potentially. Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club saves opportunity. Save up to 55% on dental care from a network of trusted WDA dentists. 0-1 is a fly ball to right, and right in the tracks of Churio. He takes maybe two steps back, squares up, and makes the catch. And there's one away here in the A's ninth. Tyler Soderstrom now comes to the plate. Brewers also with some changes defensively. Capra stays in the game. He's at third. And Durbin flips over to second base. Soderstrom 0-2 with a walk today. Alexander brings home the pitch, and it's chopped foul at the plate. 10 for ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
Alexander looks in, and the 0-1 pitch. Soderstrom a swing and a miss, pulled off a breaking ball down and away, and it's 0-2. With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here. This afternoon, Brewers with a 14-1 lead, putting the finishing touches on a series victory. 0-2 pitch. Got him looking. Two-seam fastball nailed the outside corner. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Tyler Alexander. That is his fourth in relief. And now down to the last chance for the A's, and that is Shea Langeliers. No, excuse me, that's Max Muncy. Langeliers out of the game. Max Muncy entered defensively last half inning. And the pitch. He's in there with a strike. And it's 0-1. Hit attack here today for the crew. They've limited the A's to just four. Swing and a miss and a great changeup off the plate. And it's 0-2, and the A's down to their last strike. Everybody that's left here of the 21-5-12 on their feet in approval of this effort this afternoon. Alexander brings home the 0-2 pitch, and he missed a little bit high to Muncy. It's 1-2. Pretty good pitch on 0-2 from Alexander. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Tyler Alexander with five strikeouts in relief. And on a day when Logan Henderson made a spectacular debut, the Brewers give him run support and then some. And they win it 14-1 over the A's. And they win this series 2-1. The Brewers have won all four home series so far in 2025. 14-1 the final. Brewers over the A's here on Easter Sunday. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
my sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball has been brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Palms Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium, ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. And Josh, the tone was set early, and the runs were scored often this afternoon for the crew.
Very good way to put it, Lane. 14-1. The Brewers win this rubber match against the Athletics. 14 runs, 16 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, the A's with just one run on four hits, and they committed four errors. That tone was set early with a record-breaking bottom of the first inning. Four runs and a MLB post-expansion era record, six steals in the very first inning alone. And that backed Logan Henderson to a big lead, and he pitched fantastic in his MLB debut. Henderson gets the win. He's 1-0. Jeffrey Springs took the loss, falls to 3-2, left with a hamstring injury. And you hope that that's nothing serious to prevent him from pitching in his next turn. Tyler Alexander, even in a 13-run win, gets that three-inning effective save, his first as a Brewer. Took us 2 hours and 51 minutes to play today's game in front of 21,512 on Easter Sunday at American Family Field. This will be the final home game until the Cubs come at the beginning of May. And the Brewers begin a 10-game season-long road trip in San Francisco tomorrow night. Lane will have the details when we come back. Again, your final 14-1. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out, but the wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit pompstire.com.
The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
It's party time at Cousins Subs. For a limited time only, Cousins 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in-store, online, or on the app. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Well, a fun Easter Sunday here today at American Family Field. The Brewers with a dominating victory over the Athletics, 14-1, and it makes it a 4-2 homestand for the Crew. They have won all four home series so far in 2025, and they go back on the road now to San Francisco. That's when we'll be back with you tomorrow night. On Deck Show, Built by Menards gets underway at 8:10, followed by the game at 8:45. Take a nap tomorrow if you can. You might have to work. Don't tell your boss this. Take a nap at work. As long as he doesn't find out, he or she doesn't find out. Brewers taking on the Giants for game one of the four-game series. Quinn Priester gets the ball for the third time for the Crew. It'll be lefty Robbie Ray for San Francisco. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lynn Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show coming up next. Again, the final score here today. Brewers win the series over the A's 14-1. The score here today in Game 3. Have a great rest of your Easter, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret? Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The base running explosion and a debut to remember from Logan Henderson lead to an emphatic Easter Sunday win and a winning homestand for the Brewers. 14-1 over the A's here this afternoon. Milwaukee wins 2 of 3 in the series, 4 of 6 in the homestand. Welcome into our Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Josh Maurer with you. Lots of fun highlights to play coming up later on. And we'll hear from manager Pat Murphy in just a few moments as he addresses the media. You can go to Pottawatomie Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay next week from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. The Brewers have now, as Lane told you, won each and every one of their home series this year, 4 straight. And if you look at it overall, since being swept at the Yankees to begin the season, Milwaukee has won 5 out of its 6 series. They now stand at 12-10 as they go on the road for the next 10 games. Long road trip is coming up. Pat Murphy is now meeting with the media. Let's listen in.
Yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never
have watched the success he's had. So it's great to see, you know, credit to the organization again for what number starter is this for us this year?
Nine
in April, you know, it's cool. Really cool. And I think that it kind of, they rub off on each other, you know, they see each other getting a chance in the big leagues. And you know, it's kind of cool that did it. Alexander too, giving us those three, his first career save. And yeah, a whole bunch of good offensive things and defensive things. So that's good, complete win.
Herb, what did you think about his poise out there today?
Just
looked like settled in from the start and in control and just rolled.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell he was jittery early. You could tell on the bench and between pitches, he'd walk halfway to the mound like he was in Little League and then come all the way back and didn't get set on the mound till like 7. So God forbid if he had to shake a pitch. But I think Hoss did a great job with him. And he kind of settled down after that a little bit and didn't do that walking. But I bet he walked 4 miles on the mound today. But the kid just executed pitches. He executed pitches. He was great. You know. And Hoss, like I said, Hoss did a great job. Hoss caught him last year in AAA and a little continuity there. And, yeah, it was a good thing.
In the first four, was there something before the game y'all saw that you might be able to exploit or just work out that way?
No, I mean we put the ball in play. We took our walks when we had to. We only had one extra base hit until Hoskins went deep. But you know, we first two innings we just put the ball in play and stole bases and did the things we had to do that you can take advantage of when you're out there. So credit to the guys for staying relentless, putting themselves in scoring position. And then of course, that's when it happens. Then there's a homer and, you know, things like that. But we didn't drive the ball that much. We just won by collecting bases. I think we had, Churio had a nice double. Hoskins hit a homer. Yelich's double was down the left field line. Wasn't really driven. Nobody else, I don't think, had an extra base hit that was driven in the gap or anything.
All the numbers were a bit extreme, but at the same time, is that just textbook how your team is going to win games?
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And yeah, you know.
There you have it. There's Pat Murphy recapping a record-breaking stolen base performance. Brewers, 6 stolen bases in the first inning. That set a post-expansion era Major League record for steals in an inning. Then they set an all-time Milwaukee club record with 9 steals in the game. Those all came in the first 4 innings today. Brewers beat the A's 14-1. Told you on the road for the next 10 games. The next Brewers homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. It begins Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Coming up next, we go into the scoreboard. The Cubs are in action as we speak after a couple of rain delays against the Diamondbacks. Final here, 14-1, the Crew on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Do you have some old books lying around and you don't really know what to do with them? I have just the thing for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can join the Flower Bar and Book Swap at Hello Honey Floral on Wednesday, April 23rd from 5 till 8 p.m. Basically, if you have some old books lying around, bring them in and find some new ones to take home. Plus, there's going to be a flower bar where you can create your own bouquet by the stem. Go ahead, check it out by going to WISS.FM and clicking events.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
14-1 Milwaukee over the A's. Just a fun series here. Milwaukee wins 2 of 3, and we're on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this year, the Brewers have now hit 22, and OAW has donated $2,200 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Let's dive into the Central Division scores today. The Cubs and Diamondbacks, they had a couple of rain delays on the north side of Chicago. So that game, which started at, or was supposed to start anyway, at the same time we did here, that's only now in the sixth inning, tied at one. Merrill Kelly and Jameson Taillon, the starting pitchers, locked up in a good one. Cubs trying for the sweep to stay two games clear of the Brewers in the division. St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Mets trying for a four-game sweep, and they get it. 7-4, the final score. The Mets ended up pulling away with 1 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th. So 4 in a row there for the Metropolitans over the Cardinals, who are now just 1-9 in road games this season. Interesting, because they're 8-4 at home. The Brewers go to Busch Stadium next weekend. The Brewers won by 13, but that wasn't nearly the largest margin of victory for one of the Central Division teams today. How about the Reds winning a rubber match against the Orioles 24-2 at Camden Yards? Yep, 24-2 with 25 hits. It was a bullpen game. Brent Suter, our old friend, made the start with Nick Lodolo on the paternity list. And so it didn't matter who was going to be pitching today for Terry Francona when they scored 24 runs. The Pirates had a rough weekend end against the Cleveland Guardians with an extra inning loss, 5-4-10. Cleveland gets the three-game sweep, and the Pittsburgh Pirates go 3-4 in a week-long homestand. They fall to 8-15 overall this season. It'll be the Giants and the Angels. That game is now in the fifth inning. We told you that the Giants are the next opponent for the Brewers. San Francisco coming into the day with the third best record, tied for in all of Major League Baseball at 14-7. That's a rubber match, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead in the fifth behind Justin Verlander. We'll be there starting tomorrow night at Oracle Park. It's time for the home run distance recap. The Brewers' home run today off the bat of Rhys Hoskins traveled an estimated 366 feet. It's brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. 14-1, the Crew over the A's. How did they do it? How did they pour it on? We'll get you some highlights coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
14-1 Milwaukee after the Brewers were held to just one run and three hits in yesterday's loss. Boy, did that turn around here on Easter Sunday at American Family Field. This is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Reserve your seat at Potawatomi this coming week to watch every pick happening in Green Bay. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Now, the Brewers, this is their first home series win against the A's franchise in 9 years. Now, it's only the second time they've been here since. Last home series win against the A's, June of 2016. Remember, the Brewers lost a series. They got swept here a couple of years ago in June, but now they have beaten the A's in a series 2 out of 3 back-to-back seasons. Time to get you the highlight recap brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Logan Henderson, who had not pitched in 11 days on 10 full days of rest. He was amped up to make his major league debut going against the veteran lefty Jeffrey Springs. You could tell Henderson had some good stuff going immediately when he struck out Brent Rooker and Tyler Soderstrom to cap off a 1-2-3 first inning in his first major league start. Then the bottom of the first would be record-breaking for the Brewers on the base paths. Against Springs, it started with a Bryce Durang single, and then with one out, Christian Yelich worked a walk. Terang had already stolen second base, by the way. So you had runners on at first and second with William Contreras batting, and here's where the merry-go-round started on the base paths.
There they go. Pitch is a strike. Throw goes into left field. Terang is up, scrambling home. He's going to score, and Yelich into third. Oh, the Brewers with the double steal. And the throw to third got away and ended up in left field. And the Brewers have stolen a run here in the first inning. It was not a good throw from Langeliers.
No, it wasn't. More on him in just a moment. So the Brewers led 1-0. Then William Contreras walked, put runners on the corners. And Reese Hoskins, an RBI single. That made the score 2-0. And Sal Frelick was then coming up. There were some more steals that would come. Hoskins would later steal second base. So you had runners on at second and third as Frelick was batting, and the pitcher Springs was called for a balk that made it 3-0. That played it a run. And then Sal Frelick worked a walk. So you had two men on base, and Frelick stole. So then it was second and third. Or this is the one that Frelick stole on. I'll pick it up right here. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's listen in.
A one, there goes Frelick. Pitch is up and in. Throw is going to go through to second base. It goes all the way into center field. Hoskins will come home. Frelick on his way to third. The throw to third is in time to get Frelick, but the Brewers played another run, and it's 4-0 Crew.
That steal by Frelick, and then Hoskins scores on the second E2 of the inning against the catcher, Shea Langeliers. That was the sixth stolen base of the first inning alone. That's a post-expansion major league record post-1961, since they track such stats. Most stolen bases a team has ever had in one inning, and it was 4-0 Brewers. Jackson Churio hit an RBI double against Springs in the second to make it 5-0, and Logan Henderson was cruising along. Then Reese Hoskins batted against Springs in the third. 1-0. Hit deep left field, Hoskins. Back goes Brown onto the track towards the wall. It is gone. And Hoskins has hit his third home run of this homestand. Just over the fence in left. 6-0 Brewers in the third. Reese Hoskins, what a week at American Family Field. And he was not done. So the Brewers had that 6-0 lead. Springs would leave actually with an injury trying to cover first base on a ground ball, but he made it only through 7 total outs, gave up 6 runs in this ballgame. Logan Henderson ends up with a strikeout in a fourth scoreless inning. In the bottom of the fourth, Brewers scored 2 more against reliever Mitch Spence, and a Christian Yelich bloop RBI double capped that off. It was an 8-0 game. The A's finally got on the board in the fifth. Seth Brown hit a home run against Logan Henderson. But then in the sixth inning, it was Henderson striking out Lawrence Butler to start it, striking out Brent Rooker for out number 2, and then Tyler Soderstrom was the final man that Logan would face.
Henderson kicks, delivers. Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Got him with a changeup, and Soderstrom tosses the bat in disgust with himself. Logan Henderson lets out a yell as he walks back into the dugout, and everybody here at American Family Field at their feet. What a debut here today in Milwaukee. He strikes out the side in the sixth.
6 total innings, 83 pitches thrown, just 1 run on 3 hits. He struck out 9. The debut to remember indeed for Logan Henderson. Lead went to 9-1 in the bottom of that sixth on a William Contreras RBI single. It's where we stood in the bottom of the seventh against the Rule 5 pickup for the A's, Noah Murdock. Brewers exploded. Hits by Frelick and Joey Ortiz began the inning, and then Eric Haas came up to the plate. 0-2 again. Flared in back of second base. That's going to fall in for a base hit, and around third comes Frelick. He'll score. First to third, Ortiz. Throw from Blade hits Ortiz. It bounces down the steps of the third base dugout. An error. Scoring the second run of the play is Ortiz on Blade's error. They'll give the batter Haas third base as that ball went out of play. He's got an RBI single. The Brewers score 2 and lead this game 11-1. That was the fourth error of this game by the Athletics. Later on in the inning, after another run had scored on a Terang sack fly to make it 12-1, it was 2 out, nobody on, but here's how it went. Churio single, Yelich walk, Contreras walk, 3 straight reached, bases were loaded, Reese Hoskins was at the plate. Murdock, the 3-2 pitch, swung on line into right center field, it's in for a base hit, 2 runs have scored, the third goes Contreras. It's a 2-run single. Reese Hoskins with a 4 RBI Easter Sunday to cap off an incredible homestand. Hoskins has just made this game 14-1 in the seventh. And that would be your final score here today. The Brewers, they continue to play great baseball at American Family Field, now 9-4 over their first 2 homestands. They've won all 4 series that they've hosted. Now the question is, can they carry that onto the road? The season-long 10-game trip that begins tomorrow night in San Francisco. We will get you the preview of it as we wrap up the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener.
Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Call the Movers.
With Ortho ASAP, meet with a specialist today. You can learn more at OrthoWisconsin.com. In the Brewers' 12 wins this season, they've given up a grand total of 14 runs. On the homestand, the Brewers hit six doubles this week, and that means that there was a total of $450 donated to the MAC Fund on behalf of West Bend Insurance. Thank you to the friends at West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. So the Brewers continue their winning ways at home. As mentioned, though, let's see if that carries out onto the road. This will be a tough trip. Three cities, only one all season on the schedule to go that way. And it begins with four Monday through Thursday by the Bay in San Francisco. Tomorrow night, the On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 8:10 Central. First pitch, 8:45. Stay up with us. Quinn Priester. He was so great over his first couple of starts as a Brewer. He gets the ball against the veteran lefty, Robbie Ray. Until tomorrow night, I'm Josh Maurer. For my partner, Lane Grindle, and our producer-engineer, Ken Sommerfeld, we wish you a great rest of your holiday weekend, wherever you might be celebrating. Happy and healthy to you. Again, the Brewers, they celebrated in style with a 14-1 win over the A's. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everybody.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, Lakeland University, Z-Bar.
Hit it, 10! We're tied!
Cannon and Dumphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Tsunami Express Car Wash, Steamfitters Local 601, Big Fish Contracting, SVA, a professional services company, WeatherTight, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
Get all the things that we actually need in our budgets, in our schools, in our communities, in our families and homes, and make sure that we are fighting together for all of the things it really takes to make for thriving communities. It's really such a simple principle, and I'm just driven by a desire to see better across our communities and to demand better of leaders who seem content to ensure that we don't have the conditions to thrive where we live in Wisconsin.
And Robert, I know you like me. We like to talk about the policies, the issues, rather than ourselves. But I mean, you have been also a leader in the grassroots field for so long. Why? What motivated you to start doing all this in the first place?
And you made a distinction, rightly so, Pat, between small L lobbyists
and the ones in the fancy suits. They're called contract lobbyists, and some of them are very nice people. You and Heather and I know them, Pat, but they're mercenaries. They're hired guns, and they're working for people, organizations, corporations that have a big interest in government. It isn't for the common good, right? So the lobbyists like Heather and I, we're working for grassroots groups of people that are not in it for themselves. They're in it for their communities and for the common good. So Heather mentioned education. I would just say on healthcare, we have the most expensive and unaffordable healthcare system in the world, and a lot of people are left out. The only reason a lot of people have access to healthcare is because of what our federal and state government do. And they're making decisions right now that affect whether people have a fundamental right. And if you don't have access to health and good healthcare, then you can't live a life of freedom and being able to pursue your own destiny and your own dreams. Health is everything. And the state budget is going to have a huge influence on that, particularly the decision on whether or not to finally expand Badger Care in Wisconsin.
So we're going to get into more of this with healthcare and with education in a moment. But I want to, Robert, start with you on something that we talked about in the last hour in our climate check segment. And at the risk of oversimplifying things, I talked about the impression that I had in something like wetlands protection, and that now that is seen as a relatively bipartisan issue. The New York Times had a story about, the Journal Sentinel had a story about how Wisconsin's become this bipartisan model because of a bill that passed unanimously that offered grants to protect wetlands as a way of mitigating against flash floods as part of climate change. And I said, wait a minute, when I ran for the legislature 20 years ago, one of the things that I always heard from the other side of the political fence was mocking the idea of protecting wetlands. They would put like a canoe in a dry culvert and say, how is this a navigable body? And you fast forward 20 years and now you have a much more of a bipartisan view on the value of wetlands. And I say all this, Robert, just to say when people go, why do you do this? Isn't everything already predestined, predetermined? And my argument would be, no, you are constantly talking to who's ever in the legislature at the time, hoping to bit by bit change their mind to see the value on things. And if it weren't going to work, why would we be doing any of this anyway? Do you share at least a little of that optimism about the long view of the Wisconsin legislature?
Yeah, I think we can, even in this incredibly polarized environment where you have two parties that are very divided on issues, you can make some kind of progress that way. And there's certainly been some on wetlands, and that is in the public good, because as long as you have a divided government, Democratic governor, Republican legislature, and it could be vice versa in the future, then you're going to have to move certain things, what you can, with agreement of both parties. But I don't want to get overly excited about that, because there are limits, right? We still have a Republican president who is busy gutting all of our environmental laws, and I certainly don't see any Republicans in the state legislature speaking out about that or talking about the state stepping up in order to fill that breach.
No, that's very true. And so, but again, still in the, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Heather, when it comes to, let's turn just to education. And where have we left things off with you in terms of the Joint Finance Committee is currently doing its public hearings around the state? And the last time that we had you and Robert on here, it was, you know, what do you want people to say at these hearings? What do you want them to say to their legislators? How would you characterize the way that the budget debate is going right now, and what people can be doing to make a difference?
Well, people have turned out in droves to tell their stories and to share their budget priorities at the first two hearings of the Joint Finance Committee, which were held day after the election on April 2, and then the Friday of that week in the southern and eastern parts of the state. And that committee now goes north. They're having two more public hearings on the 28th and 29th, where people can go up to Hayward or Wausau on the 28th and 29th to testify. And we have been tracking every word of their testimony. If you go to wisconsinnetwork.org/budget, you will see a link to our testimony tracker, where we sit on the other end of Wisconsin Eye and literally write down every single thing that people come to testify about. And the reason that we do that is so that we can report to people what those priority needs were. And here's what we found. Top two issues across the board at both of these hearings are the things that are best for kids, public education, K through 12 and higher ed, and pre-K and childcare needs, and healthcare, specifically Medicaid expansion. And we had more testimony in those two categories than pretty much all the other categories combined, with a bunch of single issue things too. You can see a chart reflecting that on our Facebook page. I just put the link to that in our chat so you can share it with your listeners. And we know that people are in a desperate situation. You've got 2 minutes to share your concerns at these hearings, but when you tell your story in a way that really shows what this means to your kids, your community, your family, and yourself, then that can resonate with lawmakers and also let folks know that our priority concerns are shared across the state, across Wisconsinites, and we expect our lawmakers to share them too when they decide on their priority budget allocations.
It really was an interesting graph to see. It's a pie chart, basically, based on, you know, what people's priorities were. Robert, no surprise to you that it was education and healthcare that people are, you know, see as their highest priorities.
No surprise at all. And both are greatly threatened. Our schools have been shortchanged for a very long time by this legislature. Healthcare has been shortchanged by not expanding Medicaid, which is the basic thing to do that because 41 other states have done it. But there's even more to be done on healthcare. And a lot of the testimony on healthcare is also terrified of the federal effort to have permanent tax cuts, $4.5 trillion to $6.5 trillion worth of them for corporations and for billionaires, and to pay for it by taking healthcare away from millions of people. So these are fundamental needs. I think what's really important about what Wisconsin Public Education Network and Heather are doing here with tracking everything is you see the disconnect between where people are and where elected officials are. In a well-functioning democracy, there'd be a much closer match. It would matter. And this is not the first legislative cycle where education and healthcare were the top issues, where that would matter in the deliberations of the legislature. And you know something's broken when that doesn't happen, when legislators who are supposed to represent the public don't reflect what the public is actually asking for and wants.
Holy, Robert, you're right. I'm going to look at the chart here. And again, public K-12 education, childcare, Medicaid expansion, healthcare, prisons, farming, municipal services. You know what? I don't see anything in there about trans athletes. You're right. And I don't see anything in there about DEI or CRT. Heather, it seems like the some of the politicians may have one set of priorities, but it really sounds like you've got the people on your side in terms of what they think our legislators should be working on.
Yeah, and this sort of grassroots tracking is just one way that we have of keeping them honest. We want to make sure that the priority concerns that actually impact us in our everyday lives are the ones that we're prioritizing at the State House and beyond too. And if our lawmakers aren't going to do that on their own, then it's really up to us to apply that grassroots pressure for them to do better and signal that we're going to demand better elected officials if they aren't going to pass a better budget. That's why we're so concerned and working closely together across all of these important issues to make sure the budget that does get passed into law is one that meets our needs. As you know well, Pat, we're in year 16 of budgets that haven't even kept pace with inflation for public schools. We have failed to meet the needs of our communities in terms of providing help for healthcare or childcare needs and in so many other areas. And if this budget doesn't deliver on those things, I don't think the governor should sign it.
And we're going to get into that more in a next visit because we've run out of time here. But I know we were talking off air about the potential of the governor vetoing a budget as opposed to a line item veto, or Republicans in the legislature refusing to pass a budget bill unless, you know, they try to extort a larger tax cut for the wealthy from the governor. A lot of that is the kind of the process stuff that we'll cover in another time. But for now, if you want to get any of those comments out to your legislators, the email address again is budget.comments@legis.wisconsin.gov. That's for legislature. And of course, you can also go to the Citizen Action website, citizenactionwi.org. And the Wisconsin Public Education Network is at wisconsinnetwork.org/budget to learn more. Robert Craig, Heather Dubois-Bornon, thank you so much as always for the updates. Always appreciate it. Thanks for all you do. Have a great day.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thank you. When we come back, we'll talk to Todd Alba, see what's coming up on his program next. This is Up North News Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
It's a 420 celebration and a birthday bash at Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh, where the grass is always greener. Swing by 600 Ohio Street this Saturday and help them celebrate one whole year of keeping Oshkosh chill. Get in on free samples, free smells, edible pet treats, and killer deals. Locally owned, proudly grown, and staffed with the friendliest crew in town. This is the 420 spot you don't want to miss. Call 920-385-0686 or head to greenthumbalt.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up the first hour of this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete welcomed on Mike Starr, legendary actor this week, known for his roles in Goodfellas and Dumb and Dumber, among others. They delve into Starr's diverse ethnic background, his iconic ad-libs on set, and his love for Chicago. Mike also shares anecdotes about working with Scorsese and De Niro, revealing the meticulous improvisation process behind Goodfellas.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here. I am Pete Schwabba, your host. Our question of the night is, if you were the lead in a romantic comedy, who would you want to play your co-star? Jim from Appleton says, the person I would want as my co-star would have to be Jennifer Lawrence. That's excellent choice, Jim.
Great one.
Great one. I didn't even think of her earlier. All right. This is exciting, folks. Mike Starr is here. Legendary Mike Starr with so many credits. He's been part of such great movies. I think we got him on the stream now. So if you're watching on the stream, you can see Mike. Wow, a lean, mean fighting machine, Mike, if I do say so myself.
Been working at it.
Wow, that's impressive,
the
dude.
Back trail here.
Yeah.
Reinventing myself.
I love
it. The old days.
It's great to have you here tonight, and I'm glad we got the stream figured out. But stream, phone, it doesn't matter. It's just great to talk to you.
I just want to say quickly hello to my family, my kids and grandchildren out in Chicago and Naperville, and my friends, Drew Moran's family out in Minnesota, John Bream, my childhood friend, who else? We got Wisconsin, Todd, who trains the Bosa brothers,
and
he may be out there, but his family's out there, and who else? So I got it. I just wanted to make sure, and Coley from Galway in Chicago, and all my friends. I spent the greatest times of my life in Chicago, some of the greatest times, and have a whole world there. So I just want to make sure I got that. Tim O'Brien from Vienna, the Chicago hot dog people.
Oh, that's a great place. Well, thanks for getting the word out. That's fantastic.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
You got the world of when the iconic place Stanley's, God rest his soul, Donnie Cruz and Chef Luigi from Francesca's, which my son still does a stint there every now and then. We have so many people that there's a couple of friends that are not around, but Stanley's, that's how I met Chris Chelios and Ryan Dempster and all these people.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it was a whole great world out in Chicago. And, you know, and Dennis Farina and Joe Mantegna, who I'm still in touch with, Dennis Farina from Chicago, and some of the best experiences. I hope I'm not leaving anyone out. So many really great times and great experiences. And I was fortunate enough to work there. And my wife also, UIC, but also University of Chicago, the Children's Hospital. She was a pediatric heart surgeon. So,
wow. Oh my gosh.
There's quite some interesting times and a history for me in a very special place. So I wanted to say that.
Fantastic. You might get a kick out of this. Dennis Farina was my little league coach.
Yeah, his son Mike and I were classmates, and he and my dad were the coaches. And I ran into him a few times out in L.A. Just had really nice talks with him. A good guy.
One of the greatest guys ever. Yeah. God bless. God bless.
So I wanted
I'm sorry.
To...
So but I was talking about the comedy.
Yeah.
That Martin Scorsese. I guess I was lucky every time he did a trivia thing or asked about, because I spent time, you know, old films, what they would, we would call old films, but the respect he has for it, but even TV and comedies. And every now and then he would just quiz me and I'd be lucky to answer. But a lot of that improv came out of a freedom. You know, we would just work together and then all of a sudden, you know, Ray would say, oh, I have to get this line in, whatever, you know. And on top of that, then we went with department heads, you know, the cinematographer, et cetera. And then finally the whole crew. And then we did it. So it wasn't like we just walked on that. That's why I want to give so much credit. It was like you felt so free. And then when you did it, hey, feel free. So one take, I said, the commandant, I called myself. And Martin Scorsese said, he said, Mike, the commandant, said, well, it's 1968. How did the Vietnam War? Because the Air France heist was the one that Frenchie was the main guy in before Lufthansa 10 years later, which I snuck in a lot. I have a thing about improvising correctly for the period if I'm lucky and fortunate. And I just said, well, you know, that my generation grew up with World War II films and like, you know, The Great Escape and Stalag 17, yeah. There was always a commandant in charge of the, you know, the prison. So he says, I love it. Keep it in. But that for him. So enough of that. I'm sorry. I'm yapping too much about myself.
No, this is great stuff. And we have about 2 minutes to a break, and I'm hoping we can keep you through the news. Then we'll have a nice chunk
anything
of time.
You want.
All right. Fantastic. I did want to ask you, though, and I'm kind of embarrassed because I've seen Goodfellas about 20 times. And after the Lufthansa heist, all these guys, De Niro or Jimmy Conway, starts bumping people off. I don't remember. Did you get whacked after the Lufthansa heist?
Yes, and it kind of insinuates that it was De Niro's character, Jimmy Conway, and then Jimmy Burke. And, you know, I'm not quite sure if he left it open, like, well, was it them or was it the... was it the higher ups with Paul Sorvino plays? Was it Paul Dario?
Yeah.
So I'm not speaking history because I don't know, but you kind of leave it there. Is that what's happening? Was it that? I mean, but I was in the dumpster. Remember the Layla?
Oh.
Rolling over.
Yes.
And the
okay.
First three times I was blinking and everything. We had to fun Caserta and I, and we even had my great stunt double Skeets Don Picard, and Nick Giangiulio did Clem, but we did most of our stuff. But you know, and then Don looked over me because it was quite an interesting situation. It's gigantic dumpster. The stunt coordinator was Mike Russo, and it was lifting into a hopper, which you don't see, and the camera was in the hopper, and he showed me that the blades weren't on.
Oh man. That's
first three
great.
I was blinking like, ah. But yes, and we were covered in all the blood. And that, I believe, the first week we did all the death scenes. You got them all out of the way. Johnny Roast Beef and the Pink Cadillac. That's like 7 hours. Right. I mean, that's how explicit Mike Ballhaus, the cinematographer, and of course Martin Scorsese, how explicit and detailed as Robert De Niro. And everything he does is so detailed. There's little points where I could tell you sometimes that you knew that they just picked up things that were just so you may not even notice. And my big ad lib in the Lufthansa improv was when we're playing the bowling machine to open it up. I said, Louisiana Lightning for Ron Guidry in 1978, even though
all right.
I was in the
Mike, we got to do the news. We're coming right back. Mike Starr is here. He's staying through the news. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We're hanging out with Mike Starr on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Alball Show.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach,
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. He's fighting for everyone in America's constitutional due process rights, says Senator Chris Van Hollen, Maryland Democrat, about his trip to El Salvador to meet a man wrongly deported there.
The Salvadorian authorities tried to deceive people. They tried to make it look like he was in paradise. They actually wanted to have the meeting by the hotel pool originally.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had to negotiate that. They wanted to put me right overlooking the pool. In fact, if you had a different angle on the camera shot, you would see the pool.
Van Hollen talking with ABC's Jonathan Carl and ABC's This Week. More potentially violent storms possible in the nation's midsection, forecasters say. Flood watches have also been posted across portions of six states from North Texas to southern Illinois. The Russian president's Easter ceasefire has expired and was fake, say Ukrainian officials claiming Russian attacks continued. This is ABC News.